It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Scottish dramatist Sir James Matthew Barrie, born in 1860 in the village of Kirriemuir in the Scottish county of Angus. He remains best known for writing the 1904 play Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Would Never Grow Up. The son of Scottish weavers, he traveled to London to pursue his interest in becoming a playwright. There he met the Llewellyn Davis boys, who inspired his masterpiece. Based on Barrie's enchanting characters, Walt Disney created the animated film classic Peter Pan in 1953. After graduating from Edinburgh University in 1882, Barrie worked as a journalist. He published his first novel, Better Dead, in 1887. Barrie soon produced a string of popular novels, all set in Scotland. After having some success with fiction, he began writing plays in the 1890s. His drama Walker London was warmly received. The comedy poked fun at the institution of marriage. He got married himself in 1894 to actress Mary Ansell, but it didn't turn out to be a happy union, and the couple later divorced. Perhaps to escape his difficult home life, Barrie took to going out for long walks in London's Kensington Gardens. That's where he met the five Llewellyn Davies brothers in the late 1890s. He found inspiration for his best-known work, Peter Pan, in the friendship with the Davies family. He would later become the boys' guardian after the death of their parents. The famous character of Peter Pan first appeared in his 1902 book, The Little White Bird. 2 years later, the play premiered on the London stage and became a great success. Audiences were drawn to the fantastic tale of the flying boy who never grew up and his adventures in Neverland with the Darling children. Barrie also wrote a book based on the play called Peter and Wendy, which appeared in 1911 and also earned raves from critics. After Peter Pan, Barrie continued writing, mostly plays aimed at adults. Several of his later works had a dark element in them. The 12-pound Look in 1910 offers a glimpse inside an unhappy marriage, and Half an Hour, which appeared in 1913, follows a woman who plans on leaving her husband for another man, but she decides she must stay when her husband is severely injured in an accident. His last major play, Mary Rose, appeared in 1920 and centered on a son visited by his mother's ghost. J.M. Barrie died June 19, 1937, in London. In his will, he gave the copyright to Peter Pan to a children's hospital. After his death, his beloved characters were transformed into animated figures in the Disney classic, and the story was also the basis for the 1991 film Hook. A live-action version of the story Peter Pan was released in 2003. Through the years, stage productions of Peter Pan have continued seemingly without end and have starred such actresses as Mary Martin and Kathy Rigby. Barrie's most famous play continues to be a favorite, delighting young and old alike. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 9th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.